some funky ones in there as well. Speaking of the Astros, I think their designated rival.
Yeah, be our announcer.
Do you have a special sports presentation?
And now, here's a special sports presentation from the Musers on K-Ticket 96.7 1310 FM.
I thought we changed all that. Anyway, I'm assuming that we're on the air right now.
Thanks,
you are tuning in live to a special broadcast of the official COVID-19 emergency broadcast system. So this is the deal. We are checking out the ticket's remote capabilities. From deep inside the kingdom of Nye is where we're from.
Yes.
In the event that we don't want to broadcast from the same location as Norm, we're going to be broadcasting like this.
Why'd you have to bring Norm into this?
Because it did.
Why'd you have to eat a donut 5 seconds before going on the air?
Needed energy. I always need energy. Seems like I need donut energy about once every hour throughout the day. Well, my problem was over the weekend is, like, on Friday.
You bought 2 dozen donuts and had 3 days to get rid of them?
I bought 2 dozen of these things, and I've been grazing on them in my car, so I figured I'd bring them into this emergency broadcast studio. Because it's anxiety eating, Giorgio.
I understand. These are tough times.
Junior, have you heard that people are gaining the COVID-15? You know how we have the freshman 15?
I have.
People are talking about the COVID-15 because they're sheltering at home and they're just, that's all they're doing is eating.
Mm. I think there's going to be an explosion in weight gain and in new babies over the next year.
Wait, what do you mean?
Why? Because there's a lot of confinement sex going on right now.
Oh my gosh.
Some what?
Confinement sex. I guess it's Sunday. I shouldn't use that word.
No.
Confinement.
I don't know what sex is. Teach me, George.
I've been trying for 26 years, and you haven't really listened.
Show him by giving him the lesson.
Appropriately talk about that
with the hand and the finger and all that.
No, I don't do that. That's that's what you guys do, and I've tried to steer you away from that sort of thing. But you haven't been listening for 26 years.
So, by the way, P1s, and I tweeted this, we do have shelter in place now, courtesy Country Strong Clay Jenkins. That's a mandate for Dallas County. But the ticket will still be broadcasting our normal schedule starting tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning.
Yes, we will be on 5:30 in the morning. Thank you. Yes, we hear the crowd applauding. Mm-hmm.
They love it.
We had to check drops, too. Good to know drops are working.
They love it. You're right in that microphone there, George?
I'm right in it. I sound great in my ears.
Oh, yeah.
I sound over there.
You get all right up in there.
I sound great. Stop it.
Right up in there. Should we call Kat on the air and have him yell at us?
Big Strong, how do we sound?
You sound beautiful and lovely.
Awesome. Oh, I sound better than
who sounds the best,
right?
Big Strong, would you say?
Like my content, though, has been better, right?
Yes, your content has been more delicious with all the powdered sugar donuts. Junior,
we're rolling on that donut story. Let's replay that tomorrow. That was awesome.
at 8:40. Junior sounds sexy as always. His beautiful feet sound clear as crystal on here. And George, you're also broadcasting.
He doesn't
Would
like
you
what
get
you're
over the
down.
The whole April Fool's thing. Just stop it. It's fine.
He messed up. He didn't intend to laugh. Jer.
Does it hurt?
Accident.
Jer, have you enjoyed my information so far?
I have very much enjoyed your incredibly useful and important informational information.
Hey, thanks, man.
How are you feeling, Jer?
Man.
Are you feeling okay?
I feel great.
I'm thinking about switching Junior's mic. Does Junior's mic sound different than ours?
I don't know. Talk to me.
Check 1, 2. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello
Gordon.
Craig.
Hello, George.
Does it sound thinner or something?
A little bit, but it's not too bad.
Not that much by the time it goes through the transmitter.
That's what you, every time we try to troubleshoot any audio issue, you guys always say that. Oh, it'll be fine once it's through
once
the transmitter.
It goes through,
this is the only one that sounded better to me. Do you want me to switch it out?
You always think that Jesus, what is that one? That's ASM58 there, buddy.
This is the one that sounded better. This sounded the best, but this sounded second best. Do you want me to switch it out?
No, I think we got to switch to this one right here.
Is that the first one you had up here?
I don't think it was, but
doesn't have a windscreen. How come Junior doesn't have a windscreen?
It should. I gave you guys fresh windscreens.
Oh, mine was on that very original one that you had in here.
Yeah, you see that right by there. You have your own personal COVID-free,
guaranteed COVID-free. You've got the most beautiful windscreen.
Oh, do you want me to put on this one first? See if that softens
it? Oh, we got it wrong. Kat says y'all sound great.
Well, I know
better
that.
Better than usual remote quality.
Whoa.
Says Kat.
Whoa.
Put that one in your pipe.
Game on.
Hey there, P1s. Killer again. Yep.
Oh.
And now the transmitter just quit because I heard Killer's voice.
Well, let's listen to Killer's Thanksgiving Day story.
Oh, do we have
again.
That?
Yeah, maybe that would make us
feel
better.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit.
Check
to
one,
report
two,
on
this?
Black
Ooh,
Friday.
That sounds better.
Killer.
Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
I don't hear as
I'm here to tell you why
popping.
Black Friday is evil.
Listen to Killer here real quick.
We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Creekville. Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart. And then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
That's
can you imagine if Killer was the CBS anchorman during Vietnam?
How
like
about
Walter
now?
Cronkite was. And
what if
all,
he's the COVID-19 update guy?
There's no way he's going to be the COVID-19 update guy.
All right, Gordo, does this mic sound better with the cover on?
I think it does.
I think it does,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you sound pretty darn good there, Junior.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks, man.
You're overmanning. Overmanning.
Come on, man!
Did we take calls?
I
want to see if we have the ability. Jerry, is anybody calling?
No, not yet.
There's no way that anyone's listening right now.
888-787-1310. Somebody has the ticket on
out
there.
You just said that to no one.
Mm-mm. That guy was just making a really good point about the Astros before.
Go for it, man!
I'm worried. His name was John Michaels,
okay,
too.
Hang on, we got somebody.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the radio.
Hey, is this the e-brakes?
Yes, the e-brakes are here.
Call us the e-brakes.
Vaginal slice, born, and Georgia's taint.
Unbelievable. The first call that we take from the COVID-19 memorial
emergency.
Bunker. Yeah,
so
emergency
winning
bunker.
Right now.
Is a guy who says vaginal slice born. Okay, let's go to the next caller. You are person, and you are on the air.
Vaginal slice
person.
born.
God,
no
two.
Way.
Die.
That
guy, we're two for two?
That is the guy.
I shouldn't say die during this.
I think that was a
sports caller. You're on the radio.
I'm so happy you guys are on the air. You make my life so much better, and I love your door-to-door COVID coverage. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You don't call it door-to-door COVID coverage.
Yeah, that would be unwanted, I think.
Yeah.
Hello, Carl.
Our social shelter in place. Yeah.
Man, maybe I'll tell the story tomorrow about my unfortunate incident with social distancing today.
Yes, you should.
The worst. The guy was so... I mean, he's sweet, but he didn't understand the fact that the world is in crisis.
I have a do-si-do story to tell as well.
Oh, really?
From over the weekend. Where you just
where you're doing the COVID do-si-do, where yes. You're trying to move away from someone as they're moving towards you.
And then they kind of shoot you a look like, what's your problem?
Yeah, they don't understand what's going on.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is the radio thing coming out, huh? Oh, okay, yeah. Radio people can't be near anyone, yeah, huh? Okay.
All right, let's go to Guy Person.
You're on, man. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, man. You're on, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm a big fan of your guys' show. I just want to let you know you guys are doing really good. And what is the move for the ticket during the shutdown of Dallas?
What's the what'd you say? The move?
Yeah.
The
move. Just know we will be on the air.
Yeah, we will be on the air.
On the air.
And we'll be leading by example. Whatever our authorities say, want us to do,
we will do.
We will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Talk
is that all your sports?
Yeah, he's gone.
I think that's all the sports.
That's
we
all
need
his sports.
Yeah.
I think we've had our good test.
I'm going to call Kat on the air and carry it like we did before just to annoy him.
Get his permission first.
Make sure he doesn't cuss.
He's going to be so mad.
Get his permission before you put him on the air.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
He's going to be ticked. You're on the ticket.
It's the cat line.
This is the old cell phone holding it up to the microphone. I'll try to prank him.
Phone's probably
not taking my call.
Mm-mm.
I'm listening to you on the radio.
I was calling to see if old Catman's there.
not the old cat, man. It's the old cat, man.
Okay, so, Cat, you're live on the air, so don't cuss.
Okay. Thanks for the warning.
He's so bitter.
So bitter. So how does it sound?
It sounds fine. It sounds, like I said, I believe that's my exact quote, and I quote, sounds better than a regular remote quality.
Well, that's because Killer's not here.
All right. Everybody calm down.
And also, you're making a big deal about the difference between the mic quality, but on the air. After
I told you. Went through the transmitter. That's right, Cat. That's
fine.
Right.
So, Cat, has something to do with once it goes through the transmitter, everything's fine?
Once it goes through the compression.
Yeah, see?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The transmitter. Okay. Just say transmitter.
Yeah, it's good. I don't think you... It might sound weird in your headphones, but it sounds good on the air.
Okay, so, Kat, what do you think of this whole Brady situation?
Man, I guess the Bucks are going to be Super Bowl favorites. You threw me for a second.
Well, maybe that's the reason we called you.
We're talking sports.
Yeah, I called you because we wanted to talk sports.
All right, yeah.
Okay, well, we about ran out of things to talk with you about, so.
Yes, sir.
All right, so thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Kat.
Stay hard.
Thanks, Kat.
Love you.
Thanks, Kat.
Don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well.
Mm-hmm. No way.
He wants no part of this show.
Return the love. No. Nope.
All right, I think that concludes our emergency broadcast.
Always good to
situation.
Test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I understand that the other guys who did this overnights. They did it like two different nights. Were you in on some of that, Giorgio?
No, but I heard some of it, including Bob's opinion that the COVID logo is a good one.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Now, are you sure but it's the you're getting actual into... COVID, or is it some fan art? Are people doing COVID fan art yet?
No, I don't think so. He's talking about the graphic that they always put up on newscast.
Is it the COVID virus?
Yes. So, I think it's the actual microscope shot of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I have a question about that.
What?
So you mean to tell me that viruses are in color? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's like,
well, yeah,
there's no way you're
so.
Zooming in on that thing, and then it looks like that. Because they make it look like it's some sort of, I don't know, computer art.
Our microscopes were in black and white back when we were in labs. They were in black and white?
No, microscopes are in... Microscopes are just optical. I don't think that they're in... There's no monitor.
No.
You're looking at the actual thing.
Right, and it's in color.
Because life is in color, yes.
Okay.
But I'm saying like a virus, how can you get a virus that is actually so...
Blue and red?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that...
Like anyone can even know that.
Do you think the media has colored it up like in their slides?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think maybe in order for... scientists to explace the COVID virus, they have to put some coloring in it or something.
I think that's what it looks like in a microscope.
I think they use food coloring to make it really pop. It sounds like we've all dipped into Soroy's non-THC-free
Dallas
CBD.
County issues shelter.
We are
current death toll 14,612 worldwide.
And we are.
Gordon?
We certainly
go ahead.
Wish,
the food coloring thing.
No. I'm just saying that if the musicians had their druthers, everyone would be having enjoyment and hot dogs.
Right. If we had it our way.
If we had it our way, instead of COVID, people would get hot dogs.
Yeah. Today would be a hot dog day. It's Sunday. We'd be cooking out, having a good time.
And that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. So this concludes our broadcast. Thank you, P1s, for being here today for us.
We wish it was hot dogs.
We wish it was hot dogs. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 5:35 with more hot dogs. Signing off from America, east of the Rockies, Kingdom of Nye.